Baby boomers know that avoiding tobacco use and watching their weight, exercising, and staying mentally active contribute to longer life. But as KNBA's Jacqueline Estes reports, researchers recently announced findings that show there may be a downside to living longer.
At the Gerontological Society of America annual science meeting, held in October this year in Washington, D.C., people who study aging share their research results, including studies on the potential implications of the large number of baby boomers entering their 60s and 70s. In gerontological circles, it's well established that life expectancy is linked to higher incomes, more years of education, and access to medical care, as well as good health habits. But at this year's conference, Dr. Carol Jagger of Newcastle University in England summarized studies in England, Australia, and the southern United States that all showed the same unexpected results.
Education will have its costs. That the cost is that you will live longer, but as you live longer, some things will happen that are somewhat negative. So it's a kind of interesting twist on what we usually think.
Dr. Sarah Leditka of the University of North Carolina says her team's research shows longer lifespans gave people more time to develop memory or judgment problems.
For people with cognitive impairment, those with more education lived substantially and significantly longer than those with less education.
The risk of dementia, including Alzheimer's disease, increases with age. About 14% of people age 71 and up have cognitive impairment, compared to 37% of people age 90 and up. Leditka says life expectancy has increased, but she says the age of onset of cognitive impairment has not changed.
People overall with cognitive impairment lived much longer, had much longer life expectancies than those without cognitive impairment, which, although may not seem intuitive, was actually not surprising because dementia increases. You have to be, in many instances, you have to be older to have dementia.
The Alzheimer's Association predicts the number of people age 65 and up with Alzheimer's will almost double in Alaska by 2050. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.